Yes.
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 No.
Yes. No.
Maybe.
No. Yes. Yes. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to episode number 93 of the Paid Search Podcast. My name's Jason Rothman. You don't really need to know that. The guy who you need to know about.
No.
Chris,
it's just
Schaefer.
Just Chris.
One of the. Why do I even say the words one of the? Honestly, the best AdWords manager I've ever met.
Jason.
If you need AdWords work done for your business, whether it's e-commerce, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Amazon shopping.
No, wait a second. Stop
call
right there.
My man.
Stop there.
Chris,
this Schaefer. You see this right here? This shirt says Google on it. So you can forget about Facebook. Call someone else if you want Facebook management. Call someone else if you want Amazon management. I'm with Google. Hashtag I'm with Google. Let's get that trending.
Story time. When I worked at an agency, I was like the AdWords guy, and it was one of our biggest AdWords clients. And I don't suffer fools well. And the marketing manager of this huge company, we go through all this AdWords information, how we're going to make them literally millions of dollars a year in sales. And she just looks up and she goes, "How do you feel about Vine?" And I was like, the disgust that just came in on my face. How do I feel about Vine?
The social network that's now defunct, that's gone. That was
by the way, 6 seconds. How are you going to sell what you're selling through that? But anyway, Chris, we're here to talk about AdWords. We're here to read iTunes reviews. But I guess, is it time for this big announcement?
It is. Let's quit teasing. Let's do it at the top of the show. I insist. No more teasing.
Do we have a third co-host?
That's not it. No.
Leaving the show?
I hope so. Is that what it is?
Is the show canceling?
Oh, no. We're doing paid only. $20 an episode. I think, isn't that the announcement?
No, that's not the announcement. Now, everybody, here's the announcement. And I know I've been toying with you having a little fun with you people in the Facebook page of the Paid Search Podcast. But no, the show's not ending. No, I didn't fire Chris. Come on. We are adding a second show. It's called the PPC Questions and Answers Show. And Chris, on it, we're going to answer questions about Google AdWords and pay-per-click. We're no longer going to do questions on the Paid Search Podcast, but continue to send them in through the contact page, continue to send them in on Facebook, and each episode is going to be one question. It's going to be a new iTunes feed. You can look it up in iTunes. It's there right now, PPC Questions and Answers. You can find it on our website, paidsearchpodcast.com, and the videos will be on the same YouTube channel. We are going to drop them whenever they come about, so we'll have a few each week, and you'll just have to check for them, and we are here to answer your guys' questions. Now, Chris, why don't you tell everybody what inspired this, because this was your idea. Why are we doing a spinoff?
Yeah, so basically, these episodes are a lot of talking. I know a lot of guys out there are listening to this as they're driving to work, driving home from work, driving to the in-laws.
Lying in their bed, contemplating divorce next to their wife.
Going to sleep, and we're going to wake you up while yelling really loud. So my idea was to try and come up with something that was quick, easy, you can watch while you're having your lunch at work, and get some real quick snippets of AdWords advice in little bites, 5, 6, 7 minute bites. You know, here's some sound advice, specifically questions that were coming from our listeners. So we have lots of questions that come in, and it's a lot of work to run through 15 questions in one episode, and we can't really devote as much time as we want to each one. So that's it. Jason, we developed this together. I think people will like it. I think it'll be fun. We'll always be doing the show. This is just an add-on to the show. This is an additional, it's multiplying. We're not dividing, we're multiplying here.
We're growing, not slowing. And Chris, I think it's going to be a better listening experience for the listeners, because you get those one-off episodes focused on one topic. And if that's your topic, it's all there for you, and you can share it with people as opposed to the long Q&A episode. So now, that said, Chris, the reason we have questions coming in, the reason we are able to do a spin-off show, PPC Questions and Answers, is because people share our show and it helps the show grow and new people find it. One of the best ways you can help new people find the show is by leaving an iTunes review. When iTunes sees that, they have probably the most simple, I don't even want to call it an algorithm ever. For a company that is as big and rich as Apple, the iTunes algorithm is pretty dated. But that said, all you got to do is leave reviews and then people find the show. So maybe it's simple, but maybe it works. So, Chris, we have a review from DSS311.
All right.
Coward who couldn't leave a name. Sorry. I hate reading those names off DSS 311.
Come on, it's 2018. You know, people don't.
I'm going to pretend his name is Daryl. So Daryl leaves us a review: 5 stars out of 5. Excellent AdWords podcast. These guys are a great source of information and fun to watch. Mark my words, by the end of 2018, they will have several thousand 10K plus subscribers on YouTube. It's an optimistic guy, this Daryl. And yeah, who knows how high on Apple's iTunes.
All right.
But you don't know. We know.
Appreciate it.
Every additional like we post propels them to the next tier of, quote, popular results. They are about to go exponential. Let's get them to the top of all rankings. 2 exclamation points. Daryl.
Did you write this yourself? Are you Daryl?
It is about my kind of verbiage.
It sounds like
we're going to the top. 2 exclamation points. Daryl, thank you for the review. And everybody listening, do me a solid. Do Chris a solid. Leave us an iTunes review. We have not had a review in a week. And honestly, that kills me a little bit. So please leave us a review. We will read them off on the show. Now, Chris, today of all days, we are talking about, I just love this. I sound like a fitness guru with my little diet exercise program here. Small changes, big results.
Oh, yeah. But today, we're talking about the biggest winners. We're not talking about losers here. So Jason has put together a list.
Oh, Mr. And pop culture.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen that show. Brand new, and it just started. So
honestly, I applied for that like twice in the first 3 seasons, didn't get in. And for everyone who's counting calories with me, my weight when we started, 400 pounds. Last 2 weeks, I said I think I was 384. Last time I talked about it, I'm down to 381, Chris. So I appreciate the encouragement. People are writing in and giving me tips, and
are they?
I appreciate that. 381.
Nope.
Trying to get it down, you know, trying to get it down.
Jason, you're such a jokester. Sometimes I just don't know how far the line goes, but
it goes 62 inches. That's my waist.
I'm 62. Okay.
I wear 62-32. Do you have those in stock?
That's your legs are as long as your waist is wide. That's physically impossible.
Well, I just wear what fits, brother. Or what fitted, because I am getting that down. 381, okay, and we're going down.
Well, tip number one, I'm just going to jump.
Let's back up the train here, Chris. Give them a little intro here. Let me talk about why I came up with this episode, and then I want to know if it relates to you, Chris. A lot of accounts to manage. You and I hear this all the time from people writing in, from the articles out there, from the general vibe around AdWords and pay-per-click. It's all got to be super complicated. It's all got to take thousands of man hours. It's all got to be skag. It's all got to be 1,000 keywords. New clients are asking me, well, it all sounds good, but how many keywords are you going to add? And they want to hear big numbers. But you and I, we like results. We like efficiency. And these are just some things that you and I do that get a ton of performance. They make a huge difference when you're trying to get something done. And they literally, and I'm using that word correctly, take seconds.
Yeah.
Do you have these as well? Are there things where, you know, we all know the book is coming out in 2019, Chris Schaefer, AdWords Manager.
Right.
Do you just have things when you're managing all your accounts because you're very successful where you're just like, wow, that made a huge difference and it took 2 seconds, pat on the back?
Yeah. I mean, there's absolutely, you know, when I'm looking at a campaign and it's kind of overwhelming to see all the possibilities, should I change this? Should I change that? A lot of times you just get down to some of the small things can make a big difference. And this list that we have here is absolutely representative of just those quick checks, you know, simple things that can make a big impact. So absolutely. It certainly resonates with me. And I think that a lot of these things are overlooked because they're in the settings tab. Mm. Some of these things are in the settings tab and you think, I don't want settings. I need to dig into the keywords. I need to dig into the ads. Well, hang on a second. There's a lot of hidden things in here that can make a big difference. So absolutely.
Chris, this first tip here, small changes, big results. I honestly have been holding off on talking about it. And I was worried about sharing it because it is just, for me, so effective. And I use it so much. And it really is a game changer in my management for clients versus other people's. And I was worried about sharing it. But then I looked at iTunes and saw how many episodes we've done and how much stuff we've talked. And man, it's just, sure. I've already given away the phone. This is like the last little mailbox or something.
Yeah.
If you need to change your bids, if you need to raise positions and speed things up and spend more of the budget, if you need to cool it off and lower your CPA, you can go keyword by keyword, and one keyword's bid is $10, the next one's $7, and so on and so on, and say, oh, I want to lower everything by a fifth, by 20%, because I need to cool it off a little. You could go keyword by keyword and pull out your TI-83 plus or whatever it is and get your calculator out and take hours, or you could do what I do. You could go to the device level settings, settings tab, and then the device area right under the tab, and you can change your computer, tablet, and mobile bid adjustments at a campaign and say you can do negative 20% on mobile, negative 20% on desktop, negative 20% on tablet. And just like that, every single keyword in that campaign, no matter that their bids are different for each keyword, automatically gets bid down by 20%. It makes a huge difference time-wise, and it really allows you to make real changes that have real performance differences going forward just in a click, literally in seconds. So, Chris, do you use this device bid adjustment? What do you think of it?
Absolutely. This was a tip that you gave me. I don't know if it was on a podcast or we were talking separately, but you told me about this. And I love this tip because of one practical reason. Unless you're a very detailed note taker, you'll forget that you've changed bids on certain keywords or certain ad groups, unless you go into the change history and check that kind of stuff. I mean, or unless you keep notes on it. What I love about this is that it's documented right there on the devices tab that you've dropped it 20%, 30%, 50%, whatever, or increased it.
Right.
So it's immediately evident that it's happened. And two, you can immediately undo it. So if you want to try it for a week, you can put it on there and then take it back off. So it's a self-notation type of change that you can see that the change has happened and then take it back and adjust it however you want to. So love this. I think it's great. Yeah.
Another thing I love about it, Chris, is you can make big changes. Of course, you can go down to negative 100%, which means that device stops showing your ads. But you can also go up plus 900% on mobile or something like that and plus something on desktop. But the point is you can really kick things off up or down very quickly. If you really need different results, don't go plus 10%. Don't go minus 10%. Really do something big. Because like you're saying, Chris, you're not going to mess anything up. You can always go back. If I go up plus 300% and it's just a nightmare.
I think 200 is the max, isn't it?
I think on mobile, it's gone up to 900%.
What? You can do 900? Wow, that's
pretty much. Which if you think about Google being in Google's interest, you know, higher cost per click, more competition, easier to go up. But, you know, you guys can call Google and ask them that or find it in the documentation. But the point is, if you make a huge change to really figure out something fast, you can go back. And like you were saying with notes, Chris, even this, I sometimes take notes, but it's very easy to write down on a post-it note. I was at negative 30%. Now I'm at negative 70%. So just by the tone of my voice, I'm not happy with the way I'm selling this, Chris. Like, it's so monumental to everything I do every day. I would just encourage people to try it out and you're going to fall in love. One of the funniest things about life, Chris, guess where I found this tip from?
Where?
A client.
Oh, really?
A client was doing this and he showed me it and I was like, huh, that's not a bad idea.
So it wasn't even your idea. It was you shared it with me and it came from one of your clients. That's great. I love it.
Now, Chris, you're wearing a red shirt. Mm-hmm. Your face is as red as a Crayola crayon that's been left out in the sun for 7 days.
Wouldn't that turn pasty?
We're not scientists here, Chris. We're AdWords guys.
Okay, go ahead.
We don't even need a college degree to do this. People don't take our job seriously. We tell them what they do. The next week, they ask us, what's it like to work for Google? We're a joke, Chris, but we got a podcast and we're officially here. So I don't know about colors, but I do know about this button. So why don't you tell us about this? Because I know this is a personal favorite of yours.
Absolutely. As of the last time I've checked, this is specifically on the old interface. We need to preface that. This is an old interface feature. And if you go into a campaign and you're on the ad groups tab and you click into one ad group and then you're on the keywords tab. So you've dove all the way into the keywords. Then there is a little keywords button, a red keywords button that you can push on that screen. It should be up near the left, upper left side of the screen. This will immediately pull the data from the landing page of the ads that you have in that ad group and the keywords that you have. And this will immediately give you an idea of what Google sees on your landing page and in your keywords and what keywords immediately match that theme. This is incredibly powerful because it can show you two things. It can show you words that you may not have thought of, new keywords, and it can show you negative keywords, keywords that you didn't think about that are way off base, things that you had no idea about. This is like a mini keyword planner tool that I find much more practical, because I don't have to type in each, you know, group of keywords and copy and paste them over here and then put the right URL in. It does it automatically. It's like a built-in tool. And this is wonderful. And episode whatever, whenever Google gets rid of this and it's no longer available, the entire episode will just be devoted to just talking about how great that was. And we're just going to mail a copy to Google and let them know how sad we are.
Yeah, we're going to have a vigil.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. We're going to
turn the lights down, put the candles on, play some soft music, and just cry. Have a good cry.
This is real. I mean, this is something that I use all the time. Jason, I know you loved it as soon as I shared it with you. And I use it two ways. So I use it for positive and negative adding of keywords. And then the two ways that I use it is building new campaigns, building new ad groups, finding new keywords. And then also for maintenance, finding ideas for additional terms that I've left off for campaigns that are already running. So it fits the gambit of everything.
Honestly, Chris, if we lost this, if they took it away, I was just thinking about that when we were getting into it. I would cry. I'd be really sad. It would really impact things. So let me give you an example of how, again, this is small changes, big results. I just used this literally this morning. I use this today. So I have a client. They're a law firm. They want to advertise in English and Spanish. And for weeks, they've been asking me, hey, do we have all the Spanish in there, all the Spanish keywords? And I'll be like, dude, my girlfriend speaks Spanish. Like, we're good, bro. And then I realized today I had forgotten about medical malpractice. So I basically needed to come up with medical malpractice keywords in Spanish, into a language I don't really speak, quick.
Yeah.
Rapido. So it could have been, if I was just an everyday AdWords manager, I would have had to spend their time managing their account today that they pay me for, looking up different medical malpractice keywords in Spanish, using the keyword planner, finding different ways people search for it, translating them. That's like a 4-hour, 5-hour task. I mean, if you really go all out and build the campaign. What did I do? I copied in an accident lawyer ad group. The ads were still in there. I put in one keyword. I Googled medical malpractice lawyer and then the city. And then I said, translate to Spanish in Google. I got that one keyword, whatever medical malpractice lawyer is in Spanish.
Yeah.
I put that one keyword in their phrase match. That's in there. Then I hit the big red button. And then I had like 50 relevant keywords that were the same, that could go in the same ad group. And just like that, we're able to get a ton of medical malpractice Spanish traffic that other people aren't getting. And they're paying me. But instead of me wasting 4 hours, I was able to spend 2 minutes doing that. And then I spent the other time today managing their account overall, making it better.
Yeah, absolutely. Huge.
Hang on.
Great example. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you can't hear it, but Jason has patted himself on the back. I think you probably do that at least once a month on the show, but that's okay. You can be the back patter. Great tip.
That's real, Chris. That's today. That's real.
Small change. Yeah.
Small changes, big results.
There we go. Thank you. That's a slogan for today. All right. So, Jason, what's the next one we got here? What's number three on the power list?
I don't want to give this stuff up, but I'm just a loudmouth. I just do it. I need the attention. I need the likes. We live in a social media age, Chris. I'm not a man. I'm just a boy with Facebook and Twitter. And so this is a Rothman PPC standard, Chris. We do this every month with our clients. I don't know why I'm talking about this, but again, we are doing small changes, big results. Chris, when you look at the overall performance of a campaign at the campaign level, you're just looking at the campaigns for a 30-day period. It gives you results, but there's things that cause those results. There's different keywords, but we have the Pareto principle, 80-20, 20% of the people make 80% of the money. 20% of the people do 80% of the work. 20% of the people commit 80% of the crimes. All that kind of stuff throughout all of nature, from plants to humans to AdWords accounts. And there's usually, if an account is not going well, Chris, there's like 1 to 3 keywords that are eating up a disproportionate amount of the spend with bad results, and they're causing your bad results. So what I like to do is find what I call those problem keywords. If a client's not happy with the cost per conversion, if I'm not happy with it, go to the keywords tab, sort for the last 30 days, last 60 days, whatever, a significant amount of time, sort by cost. Again, it's about what is causing my results. Well, it's whatever's eating up the most cost. So then what you'll see is the keywords with the most cost at the top. Then you look at your conversion column and you're either looking for no conversions, because a lot of spend with no conversions is bad, or you're looking for the cost per conversion column and you're looking for cost per conversions that are way higher than your average cost per conversion. Chris, we did this on a moving account the other day. We had one keyword that was eating up over 50% of the budget. We tried out the broad thing, which we're going to talk about in a couple of weeks, which really works. We got a little crazy. It got a little out of hand. It was eating up half the budget. The account was tanking. It was doing horrible. But when we fixed that one keyword by narrowing it down to, again, it's not about clicks, it's about cost, and found that was a problem, we significantly lowered the bids on that keyword. And just like that, the cost per conversion of the account went way down because that one keyword was causing so much of that bad result. One final point about this, Chris, when you find a problem keyword, do something about it. Don't be a you know what. You know what I'm saying, Chris? Like if one keyword's eating up 40% of your budget and the cost per conversion is three times your average cost per conversion, don't lower the bid by 10%. Kill the thing, Chris.
Yeah.
Exterminate it. Either
make a decision.
Yeah, make a real decision. Either pause it and see if you can spend your budget on the other keywords, or if the bid is 15 bucks, lower that sucker to five. $3. Just do something about it. Problem keywords, checking for problem keywords. What do you think about that, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. I think that your example is perfect for what I find most campaigns have an issue with, is having too much and too little budget. They have too many keywords. Right. They have too much imagination on how many services and products and all of that. They're over expanding what they can really reach with the budget that they have. I don't care if you have $10,000 or $200 to spend a month.
I think you care.
My management services. I'm just talking about this rule applies no matter what you're spending in AdWords.
Right.
If you overextend, there will be some keywords that will eat up and spend all this money. It's always important to keep things compact and condensed and manageable. Highly complex, you know, hundreds of thousands of keywords are not, unless you're Amazon or some, you know, you have some hugely complex system that you need to have something like that.
It sounds so good though. It's so sellable.
Yeah.
Thousands of keywords.
It does.
Thousands of
adjustments. It sounds impressive. That's what the agency wants you to think, is that it's untouchable, that you can't do this on them. This is so complicated, when in reality, it's so much more simplistic than you really think. Why would Google build a system that's so complex that they have to outsource it to everyone else to do
it? Right. Great point.
This is built for every man. This is an everyman system. So I think this is a good practical way of measuring, do I have too much flowing out of one keyword? Great stuff there.
Now, Chris, let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about time, baby.
Oh, boy.
Ad scheduling, Chris. Hey, everybody, just to break it up, get a little loosey-goosey here. It's getting a little intense with the AdWords talk. Chris likes Kesha. Can anyone else believe that?
No,
Chris
Schaefer listens things in to private. Kesha. Anything said before the podcast.
He's just doing those burpees. In the back of the bar.
Since it's already, you know, my favorite, you listeners out there, look up Dinosaur by Kesha. That's my favorite. That's
Tell them why it's your favorite. Tell them why you relate.
It's one of those deep tracks. A Kesha. You ever heard of a Kesha deep track? No, you haven't, because this is a stupid conversation we're having. But Dinosaur. Just thank me on Twitter. Tell us on Facebook. Dinosaur. You'll thank me later. All right. So number four.
About ad scheduling. To be honest with you, TBH, to be honest, bro, I am not an ad scheduler kind of guy. Like, I like to run it when we run it. We get good results. If we're focused on phone calls, let's run business hours. What are you talking about here, man? How can I improve? Because I don't touch that scheduling thing that much.
So I find a big difference. Jason, I know you have a variety of industries that you work in. You're not just a movie
guy. Not really.
You are diversified. You have many different types of industries you work in. You're not just the mover guy, even though that's true. Where you bill yourself. So I know that you've seen differences between weekdays and weekends. I know that you see a difference between morning time and late afternoon and evening. I know that there's a huge difference in that. So why wouldn't you sometimes bid differently or shut off certain times of the day or week if it doesn't work properly? So this is something I do all the time. Campaign struggling. It doesn't have enough search impression share. I mean, we can barely get the clients searching their keywords. They don't ever see themselves. They have a 20% search impression share. I say, you know what? Thursdays and Fridays suck for you guys. This is a B2B kind of thing. Maybe Monday through Wednesday is solid. That's when people are really looking for your service. You know, they have a meeting on Tuesday and they need to talk with their boss about it. And they need a solution provider. They need to get three quotes before, you know, they start the project on a Thursday. And there's all kinds of things. That late Friday kind of stuff usually is killer for a lot of my B2B companies. So we cut that out. big difference. Jason, if you were to cut out 1/7 of an entire week spend, you now have an entire seventh to spread out over the rest of the days.
About 15% right? more.
Yeah. So now you suddenly have so much more spend to fill out those hours that do work for you. Imagine if you cut Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off. You know, right. Maybe they're underperforming. And maybe you don't even really know if they're underperforming, but you just cut those off because you don't really want cold leads on a Monday morning when they call on a Saturday afternoon. It's not really worth it. Cut those days off. Now you suddenly have lots more to work with on those days. Small change, big impact. What do you think?
Big impact. I like it. I think one thing I want you to speak about, because I think you're doing this, even though you didn't talk about it just now. I think a lot of people would get tripped up on the cost per conversion data. They may tell you, but Chris, my Friday and Sunday cost per conversions are almost as good as my Mondays. And I have a feeling you're having conversations with your clients going, well, not all conversions are the same. Can you speak to just making a business judgment, even if it's not going off the pure cold hard AdWords data? Do you have to make those decisions?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I hinted at it when I said, you know, I don't want cold leads on a Monday morning that called on a Saturday afternoon. Right. So often I don't necessarily look at the data, especially if this is a fresh campaign. I always ask the questions, when do you find you get the most interest? You know, I can tell you from my business, I don't usually like leads that come in on the weekend because it doesn't usually represent someone who's a business kind of person. They usually come in on weekends because maybe they're a struggling business. They're trying to get started. It's one of those bootstrap companies who's working 7 days a week, you know, don't really work because they can't really afford AdWords. So for me, for my business, I like businesses that search me during business hours on weekdays because I don't like Friday afternoons. I don't like Fridays because I can't follow up with them in time. So if I were to advertise, I'd do Monday through Thursday. That's when I would prefer to get my leads. And you just have to, just like you said, don't be a baby about it. Cut it off. Use the funds where you have them. Make a decision and put them in the areas that work and then just run with it.
Chris, I'm really glad I, you know, asked you about that because that is a lot of insight there because someone might, if they were running an AdWords campaign for you, for your business to get businesses that wanted someone to manage their AdWords campaign, they might see that they were getting conversions overnight. The guy who just started a business still working at 2 a.m. or on the weekends. But you have a great point. You know, you like working with businesses, established businesses, and that person, they wrote it on their to-do list Monday morning at 9 a.m. They're going to find an AdWords manager and interview 3 people that week. They're not searching on Sunday. They're at church. They're at their kids' sports games because they work at a real established business that can actually do AdWords. So not all conversions are the same. I like that. Absolutely. We need to go deeper on that at some point. Now, Chris, age and gender demographics, small changes, big results. One of my clients is a house painter. I think we're good. I do a good job for him, but he's very intense guy.
One of those clients. Yeah, that's just never quite smart.
You know, we've been married to each other AdWords-wise for over 2 years now, but I'm always like, is this the day it's just going to end? Because their day called me. Hey, Jason. It's, you know, I'm not going to say his name on there because I hope he listens. Sorry to call you before noon. And then he gets into his question while he was calling me. I was like, well, that is the most passive aggressive thing I'm going to hear today. Like, sorry to call you before noon. Like, I'm a dude. I wake up at like 6. Yeah, hours. What are you talking about?
I'm a businessman.
I'm a Google Premier part. Like, dude. So anyway, house painter. And we were talking the other day and he was like, look, I like the traffic. I like the traffic, but tighten it up. I want better. And then we got into the discussion about demographics, 18 to 24 year olds. I was pressuring him on this and he was like, all right, finally, okay, cut it off. There's no reason a house painter needs to advertise to 18 to 24 year olds, Chris.
Yeah.
I know the mom could be snooping on her son's Facebook page and logged into his Google account and that, but whatever. I'm not going
to
accept that.
Exception to the rule.
Yeah, exception absolutely. To the rule. 18 to 24 year olds, they don't generally own homes.
They're renting.
They're renting. They're not the person looking for a house painter. The person looking for a house painter is above the age of 24, and there's no reason for him to be advertising. So, like you're saying, Chris, make a decision. Small change, big results. There's a lot of 18 to 24 year olds on Google. Let's just cut it off. And maybe if that was 15% of our traffic, now we have 15% more impressions to show up from our highest quality demo. I run into this a lot, Chris, with the 65-year-old plus demo. I love my senior citizens out there, but Chris, I can guarantee you there's just not a lot of people 65 and over needing business to business services that we advertise for. But with the home services there is, but business to business, a lot of people are retired after the age of 65, Chris. So you got to look at these demographics and gender. You can decide on your own business what you're advertising for, if it's a good fit, but definitely the age is something good to look at. It's a very quick change. And by the way, everybody, we're talking about search campaigns here, Chris.
Yeah.
Why don't you clue everybody into that? Because this happened a while ago, but we just don't hear about it a lot. This change where you can do it.
Yeah, there's. We mentioned this before, but demographics are now able to be seen at not only the display campaign, but also search campaign. So if you go into your audiences,
yeah.
You go into audiences tab, and there will be a demographics tab for you to look at, and you'll be able to see gender and age and parent or not to parent. The whole parent, not a parent thing, that would require a very specific type of industry that you're
depends
in.
Depends what you're selling. I mean, daycare, obviously, yeah. But I mean, law firm.
It's not going to be the kind of thing that many people are going to use. I think I've yet to use it myself, but absolutely. This is something that's newer in AdWords. And Jason, I definitely make use of this myself. I think this is a great tip for small change, big impact. Absolutely. Okay. Now, this last one, Jason, I'm going to let you take
a
run at this one again, because you have a very specific story to share.
All right. So, Chris, you can... I haven't told you about this before, I don't think. You don't know what I'm about to say.
No.
If you want to bash it, feel free to bash it like we're not a show, but this is what works for me, and I think it can work for a lot of people, okay? Small change, big result. Doing something very fast, getting a good result from it. I like testing out ad copy for search campaigns on remarketing campaigns, on display. The reason I like doing that is because I don't want to put in a new ad, sit around for 4 weeks. If you're Chris Schaefer's age, you don't have 4 weeks to spare. It's all coming to an end soon, bro. You're gray and you don't even know it.
Oh, I know it. Thank you.
No, just kidding. Dude, you're not. I mean, come on. Like, I talk about you like I'm going to be your age in just a handful of years and you're going to be 80.
I'm ready for the story. Go ahead.
Okay. Chris, I don't want to sit around for 4 weeks and get 100 impressions and then go, oh, well, I don't have enough impressions. I don't know if this new ad copy is working yet. I want to get impressions and see what happens. So I put search ad copy ideas into remarketing campaigns on those, whatever you call them, responsive ads that you can just make very quickly. I get a ton of impressions. You can even run it on regular display if you don't have a big remarketing list. And I get data, and then I throw those pieces of ad copy that work back into the search campaign with the confidence that they're going to work well. Little story time. I have a remarketing ad. I was running an ad that said, get AdWords perfection, over tens of thousands of impressions on the remarketing network. We had a 0.18% click-through rate, 0.18. I came up with the idea, we love AdWords. That's not really a common thing you would see in an ad. Like, why does that say that? But I wanted to try it. So that remarketing ad, over tens of thousands of impressions, has a 0.27% click-through rate. And so this isn't a full example because we're not going back to the search campaign, but now I know that we love AdWords worked better than get AdWords perfection. It has a click-through rate that's almost a double, and I'm going to try that in the search campaign now. And it could happen within a handful of days and very cheaply, Chris, on like a display network. So that's something I like doing. What do you think? Is it a little quirky, a little too weird for you?
I like
small it. Change, big result. It took me 5 minutes, and within a couple of days, I get a real result, and then I can use it on the search campaign.
It's interesting. I think you're using a very closed group of people, because it's people that would be responding to something that had your name in it, possibly your face or your logo or whatever you put.
That's
in
a great point. That's a great point. That's
so
great
it's kind of skewing the data, but I like the idea.
Well, you can do it on general display.
It's 100%.
You can also do it.
That's a doubling of the numbers from one ad to another. So
right. You can do it on display too, you know, in market, keywords, whatever. Rack up a gang of impressions, bid 15 cents, 20 cents, see if you can get clicks at that level, and spend $30 over a couple of days and get thousands of impressions, you know? Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we just came to a halting stop here, but let's not forget the value that happened in the middle of this episode.
Maybe it's five great tips and then one okay one.
Yeah, we call that a Chris Schaefer. Okay. whoa, buddy. I'm just messing with
all
you.
Right,
honestly, if there was a gun to my head and they said, who do you want to manage your AdWords campaign? I would tell them ChrisSchaefer.com, and they would misspell it, but then I would give them
the right find a different.
Then they'd shoot me and it'd all be over. But if we would have made it to you, Chris, you would have saved my life. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. So that's it. We hope that's useful to you. These are honest things we use every day. We share our hearts in you guys. We appreciate the love and the appreciation that we get back from you. So, Jason, I know you're going to have a great week.
Thanks, man.
You guys are going to subscribe to the new podcast. We appreciate all the new subscribers we're going to get on our new PPC question and answers show. And because I hate doing all of it, Twitter, Facebook, follow, subscribe, comment, blah, blah, blah. Thanks for watching.